my pleasure, blessing, and honor, just as it is to welcome Reverend Carlos Wayne Anderson.
My greetings. Oh, I am. Thank you. Hey, I haven't seen you all year. I was here the last Sunday of December. Last Sunday of December, I was here to remind you that it ain't over and that we are still in process and we still have an awful lot to be grateful for. We have still some work to do on what is referred to as the transformation of our minds, because we have come to learn to remember, to deepen our knowing that in order to change your world, you must change your mind. I reminded to tell you last time I was here to go easy on yourself. Not to ever shame yourself or blame yourself or think you're moving too slow. A lot of us would like to be advanced, but we are where we are, heading toward greater and greater and greater advancement. I suggested that you never come down on yourself for being slow or being a hard learner or any of the like little things you tell yourself to make you feel bad about being who you are right where you are. I reminded you of the scripture that was one of my father's favorites, which said the race is not given to the swift, neither is it given to the strong, but to those who endure to the end. And so we are here to keep on keeping on. As I've probably been telling you here for 20 years, make sure you just keep putting one foot in front of another foot, in front of another foot, in front of another foot, marching on forward, even sometimes through the thing called the valley of the shadow. It's life. Life is a mix. It's a mix of stories of the agony of defeat and also stories of the thrill of victory. Stories of the agony of defeat just make the stories of victory far more sweeter. They add a honey taste to it. I've advised you to recall that the reason why there's the appearance of shadow energy or the appearance of darkness on the planet and in your and my life at times, it's because you need a dark background in order to reveal the brightness of the light. So he reminded me this morning to shine like a diamond. And that reminded me of what a diamond truly is. A diamond doesn't start off as a diamond. It doesn't start off like all shiny and all perfectly cut. It starts off as a lump of coal. A lump of coal deep down in the earth under so much pressure that it can no longer maintain itself as a lump of coal. It must be transformed into something higher, and therefore it is transformed into a diamond. So do know that the pressures of your life, and they are pressures on everyone's life as we tour this brief journey of traveling on planet Earth through what we refer to as an incarnation. We are all met with adversity. We are all met with challenges. So I keep reminding myself and everyone who will bother to listen, if you don't have a test, you will never have a testimony. And if you do not have trials, you will never have a triumph. Everything in life is working just as it should to bring you and I and all of our sisters and brothers into the consciousness of Christ. The consciousness of Christ will allow us to be in the world, but not of the world. See, it's not an escape thing where you're going to want to get off the planet and get out of human reality. It's where you can be on the planet. You can be in human reality. You can be in a system that exposes itself through its political parties, through different social organizations. It shows itself in a number of ways, but you can be here in the world, but make sure you're not here of the world. Make sure that your life experiences do not define who you are. I constantly remind myself that I can upgrade my life. I've turned in old refrigerators because they just weren't working well anymore, and I knew I had to get a new one. I called that a trade-up. I've traded in some cars because the repairs began to outweigh what I was able to do. And so I got a better car that would need less repairs. And as I upgrade my refrigerator, and as I upgrade my automobiles, I am constantly reminded the one you need to upgrade most, Carlos Wayne Anderson, is Carlos Wayne Anderson. I don't want to ever be satisfied with who I am right where I am. I want to know that I live in a field of infinite possibility to be whoever I wish to be, to land there for a moment, and then to recognize that the field of infinite possibility has greater horizons, greater me's for me to be. I love Neil Donald Walsh for introducing me to a statement that I believe is so poetic, and it is my truth. He said, choose every moment as an opportunity to create yourself anew in the next grandest version of the greatest vision you have ever had of who you are. I love that. I cut it out of the book and put it on my refrigerator. Then I made a copy of that and put one over my toilet and one on my bathroom sink, because I don't ever want to forget that I can always keep upgrading. Not to be just satisfied. I think I'm a pretty good guy. I think I got a lot going on. But check this out. I do know that who I am, the highest of who I am, is just the tip of the iceberg of who it is possible for me to be. That's why I know it's the best day ever. That's why every day for me is the best day ever. It's the day I get to work on Carlos Wayne Anderson. It's a day I get to be the highest self possible for me to be. I get to catch my own soul on fire. I am so grateful to be here, to be welcomed here by my brother, Reverend Britt, and by the Unity of New York Church Organization, to still be invited to be here after 20 years. I will never, ever stop being grateful to Reverend Paul Tenaglia, who I knew before Unity of New York ever existed. I met him in show business, and we became close friends. And when he had an opportunity to be the spiritual leader of the church, the first person he claims he called was Carlos Wayne Anderson. He said, I want you to be a part of this church because there's one thing I know about you, brother. You ain't just somebody that can talk a good talk. You have heart. He said, Carlos, would you come and do your best to be the heart of this ministry? That's a lot to lay on somebody, to come and be the heart of a ministry. But I tell you, it's been my joy to try to live up to it for 20 years. And it will be my joy to continue as long as I'm going to continue. I love it. I love giving you the glad announcement that God is in heaven and that heaven is in you. And holy is your name. God wants you to know you have nothing to fear and that there's nothing and no one to blame. You've been informed. Your captivity is over. You've been informed. In truth, you're free, and so it is. Now, we kind of know that. What we're getting to is a place where we know it. Where we know it like we know our own self. Where we know it through thick and thin. Where we don't just praise when things are going right, when our prayers are answered the way we want them to be answered. I encourage Carlos Wayne Anderson, and therefore you also, to learn to praise God when you're in the middle of your mess, when you're in the middle of your discouragement, when you're in the middle of your conflict, when you're in the middle of what looks like lack and limitation, when you're in the middle of a report from your doctor or your lawyer that you don't want to hear. Instead of going in into sadness, raise your hands and say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Here to take our power back, like we've been reminded this morning. Here to shine like a diamond, as we have been reminded this morning. Here to remember what is written in our program, that power is within us. Possibility is within us. But check this out. All of that possibility and all of that power will sink to the bottom of your pot unless you do something about it. It will always be there, but you will not be able to see it or be nourished by it unless you do what you gotta do. Well, what is that? I wrote it as my title this morning. Stir up the good gift of God that is within you. Stir it up. I grew up with a brother that used to make me so mad. Because every time Mama and Daddy made a big pot of chicken and vegetable soup, or a big pot of chili, or a big pot of anything with anything I liked in it, my brother would go in there with a dipper. He would dip half the meat out of the chili. He would dip the vegetables and the chicken out of the soup mix. And sometimes you'd get there, and I put my ladle in after my brother had already been there. And Lord Jesus, there was no chicken. There was no vegetables in the vegetable chicken soup. And there was no meat in the beef chili that Daddy made. Because he would have took it all. Well, let me tell you something. Let me make this confession. There were some times where I would just dip on out my broth and cuss my brother out under my breath, because he done took all the chicken and all the vegetables, everything of nourishment, didn't leave none for me. Or I would just take the soup and the chili and a few of the beans floating on top and go, that dirty rascal took all the meat out again. There were a few times I realized that my brother had not gotten there before me. I assumed he had. What I did was look at the pot, and I didn't see no chili meat, and I didn't see no chicken and vegetables, and I made the assumption that there was none in the pot. Daddy came in and said, "What you over there doing?" And I said, "I'm mad at Checky for stealing." He said, "Boy, grab that ladle. Instead of dipping it off the top, put that ladle all the way down in that pot and stir it up." It was like magic. I grabbed the ladle, just as Dad had said. No faith at all. I began to stir it up, and something began to rise. The meat, the protein, the nourishment, the vegetables, everything Carly likes was in the pot all along. I began to wonder how many times had I thought somebody stole my good from me. I don't know if I'm the Lone Ranger. I don't know if I'm the only one in the sanctuary today that has ever gone to the pot and didn't see what you wanted to see. You couldn't see your good there, and you thought someone else had taken it from you. You know what's at the bottom of our pot? Peace that surpasses all earthly understanding. Joy that flows like a river. Happiness that is beyond description. Power that is what we've always dreamed of. It's in the pot. Y'all got to stir it up. No one has taken your good from you. No one has taken your nourishment. No one else has the power to. We can give it away, but can't nobody take it? There are many ways to stir it up. Some of them look to be opposites. One great way I stir it up is to enter into the silence. I tell everybody in the house, don't go knocking on my door. I take my ringer and I turn it off, and I am in the silence with my God. For me, this is like plugging my cell phone into the charger. One thing I know about my cell phone, if I don't plug it in and I don't get it charged, that thing I'm gonna be there working when I need it. Well, if I can remember to plug in my cell phone, I ought to remember to plug myself in to the source of all power, to the glad remembrance of who I am and whose I am. And in the silence, I stay there until tingles run all over my body, until the cells that compose this body begin to dance, and I know then I'm fully charged, and I can turn my ringer back up on my phone and tell Timothy and Karen and Sienna, okay, I'm free now, knock when you need me, because I've already just got what I need to be available to give anyone what they need. Another way that I have learned to stir it up is through the continuous chanting of affirmations. I am also not only a Christian minister, but I am also a Buddhist priest. And one of the glorious things that I was given there was an opportunity to sing mantras over and over and over and over. Just the same mantra. It was in Chinese, but it may be a mantra that just said, there is nothing else but God, or there is nothing else but God as me. And I sing it over and over and over, and all of a sudden I get those tingles all over, and the cells of my body start dancing, and I'll know I'm all charged up from that. Another way I've done it in the sanctified church was that we would start a praise song, or what you all call a joy song, and we would sing one song for 20 minutes nonstop with a syncopated boogie boogie beat on the background, and we are dancing. Aboriginal people, native people, they know the power of stirring it up with the drums, with a beating of the feet, with a clapping of the hands, and with the continuous singing of praise. One thing I loved most about being a colored boy in a sanctified church who was born in 1951 is that there were so many struggles going on in the planet. There were so many opportunities for us to witness that we were among the disenfranchised people. We didn't have a whole lot, but one thing we had was a knowing if we plug in and stir it up, we will rise to a place where, as I said earlier, we could be in the world, but not of the world. There are many ways to stir it up. Sometimes when life presents to me the most intense challenges, when life presents to me a picture of a dream that I held that had faith in it, that became a dream deferred, it didn't manifest in the way that I want to. I know that the ego speaks first, and it always speaks loudest. And it says, see, all the faith you had, all of the focus you had, and everything fell apart. How many times has this happened in your life? Oh, Carlos Wayne, so many dreams deferred. That's the ego speaking first and loudest. If I do not give the fullness of my attention to that voice, another whisper rises within me, saying, greater is the power that is within me than anything I will ever encounter in the world. It will whisper, God is in you. God is in heaven. Heaven is in you. Holy is your name. Carlos Wayne, God wants you to know you have nothing to fear, and that there's nothing and no one to blame. You've been informed, buddy. Your captivity is over. You've been informed, sweetie pie. In truth, you're free. And it'll say it over and over until the tingles come. And my cells start dancing. And I know my battery is charged. I've said over and over, anything I ever say to you all is simply what the Spirit is saying to me. Sometimes it happens at the same time. I've never said, nor ever heard, what I find myself saying and hear myself saying in the moment. God will sneak up on me anywhere. I'll tell you something else I've learned. There's a scripture that wasn't lying, because I'm the living proof. It said, if you go to heaven, Carlos, you'll find me there. If you go on flatland, buddy, you'll find me there.
If you go on the mountain, you'll find me there. If you go in the valley, you'll find me there. Check this out. Even if you make your bed in hell, I'll be there with you. I read it in the Bible before I lived it in my life. But I have lived it in my life. I've been to hell and back so many times, I cannot tell you. I have been disconnected from my power source so many times, I can't even count them all. I've trekked through the valley of the shadow so many times, just like my brother David, who wrote all his songs. I love that he wrote the 23rd Psalm, but I also sometimes find myself saying, before you read the 23rd, reference back to the 22nd. David is singing a song of places I've been occasionally. Oh my God, why are you so far away from me? Oh my God, how many times must I cry and you not comfort me? Oh my God, my enemies are encamped all around me, and I fear that I will perish. I've been there. I've sang that song, but I kept on putting one foot in front of another foot, in front of another foot, marching higher and higher and higher into the infinite possibility of who I could be. And then I was able to sing song number 23 that declares, I know that I know that I know that goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. The next time you're having a challenge that seems like it might put you in fear, just don't let it. Start praising God. Start counting your countless blessings. Start looking back in your own little life at all the things you have made it through that you thought you might not. Of all of the times you were broken only to be put back together as a grander version of a greater vision of who you are. I end with these lyrics. When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, and your hopes have been crushed by some manifested scheme, when you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fear, don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Praise the Lord. God can work through we who praise Him. Praise the Lord, for our God inhabits praise. Praise the Lord, for the chains that seem to bind you serve only to remind you they drop powerless behind you when you lose yourself in praise. Get your praise on every day. Get your dance on every day. Get your joy stirred up every day. My brother didn't take it. And if you can't see it, it's at the bottom of the pile. In a field of all things are possible. Stir it up. Peace!
Carlos, Wayne, and Thank you, brother Carlos. Curtis. Take a breath. Just say amen. And now we have the opportunity to go to that place, that deeper place within us, to where it is waiting to be stirred up. And we enter in the silence, in the stillness, where we let everything fall away. We notice our breath as we allow ourselves to drop deeper into this moment. We have been stirred up. We have been reminded. We are holy. Each and every one of us is holy. Let's know together that you are holy. You are holy, holy, holy. You are holy, holy, holy. You are holy, holy, holy. You are holy. Just feel that energy around you, that you are holy. You are holy, holy, holy. You are holy, holy, holy. You are holy, holy, holy. You are, we are holy. We are holy, holy, holy. We are holy, holy, holy.
Separate me from the love of God, which is all I am and all I am at one with every aspect of creation. I am limitless in power and in peace. To everyone, I offer quietness. To everyone, I offer peace of mind. To everyone, I offer gentleness. You are holy, holy, holy. You are whole. You are Salam. You are Shalom. There is nothing missing, and there is nothing broken. This I choose to know right now. I let go of all contrary thoughts about me or you or us. We are the holiness of the Creator personified. It's all we ever were. It's all we appear to be now. And it's all we shall ever be. I relax. Relax. Relax and plug in.
So it is.